Jack, and thank you for the opportunity to discuss this.
Oh, yes. We're so happy that you're here because we're all getting very, very frustrated knowing, of course, that the plan of the internationalists is to make America a third world nation. And to do that, they have to change what we pay for gasoline because most of the rest of the world, as you know, Byron, are paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon for gas. And America can't be merged into this world government system as just a satellite with all these other nations that are paying $5 and $6, $7 a gallon. So when we come back from this break, Byron, would you please start off by telling us what you found and then give us that good information that you have on your website that all of us need to know about. Okay, we'll be right back, Byron. Hang on. Folks, stay tuned after these important messages. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Wine on with us tonight, W-I-N-E, and he's been spending many years trying to get our public officials and everybody under the sun to listen up to the information that he's discovered over many of these years. He's going to tell us how much success he's had. Byron, go ahead and tell us about, first of all, as I said, you found that it is a lie being perpetrated that we cannot get any more than, say, 30, 40 miles per gallon in vehicles today. And you found that that's not true over all these years. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. And, Jack, if I may say something about the $5 and $6 gallon gasoline in Europe.
Yes.
Those cars in Europe get much better gas mileage than we do here.
Yes, that's what you were telling me earlier. That's amazing because, once again, that didn't get out in our press, did it?
Nope, didn't see it. But I've got a copy of a statement from an English newspaper about 104 mile per gallon Toyota in England and 93 mile per gallon Toyota VWs and Audis. And those cars are not available here.
My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. We haven't heard about it either. You talk about controlled news, brother. I mean, that is control.
Yeah, well, I've been running into that for 25 years.
Yeah.
It's just evidently the information I have, and many other people like me have, is not stuff the public is supposed to know.
Absolutely. And obviously, because we haven't heard about it before.
If I could give my website address.
Please do, Byron. And let me tell you, I've been spending some time on your website today, and I'm very, very impressed, brother. So please do give it out, and give it out slow, because some people write slow like I do.
Okay. It's Byron, B-Y-R-O-N-W. Dot www, the numeral one, host, H-O-S-T, dot com.
Okay, now the triple W dot host is one word, folks. It's
yes,
triple W, one, the number one, host, dot com.
Correct.
Give it out one more time,
sure.
Byron.
Byron, B-Y-R-O-N-W, dot www, one host, H-O-S-T, dot com.
Okay, good deal. That's a good way to start because we've got to get this information out. I'm going to hand it out to some guys tonight that are very creative in building things, and I think they're going to be astounded by some of the things I've found on your website there, Byron, as will all of our listeners.
Okay, now one thing I'd like to add, I've got my email address on their website, but my computer is having convulsions,
okay.
So I can't respond to email right away, but perhaps in a couple of days I can.
Okay, that's a good heads up there, brother. Well, listen, you take the microphone and just tell us what we need to know.
Okay, first off, you need to know that there's a lot of technology out there that's been demonstrated and demonstrated and demonstrated again, and nobody is doing anything. I've written many letters between September 2004 and today. I've sent over 600 email letters and snail mail letters, and people don't respond. It's just this is stuff the public is not supposed to know.
Okay, now when you say people don't respond, explain that. It's not the little lady down selling ice cream at the ice cream parlor. Who are you writing to these 600-some letters?
Major media organizations, talk show hosts. I've got a copy of a document on my website of 119 talk show hosts I contacted in September 2004. I got one response. And when I responded to that, no response. So it's pretty pathetic. These people are putting themselves up as disseminators of information, and they're afraid to answer an email.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, but, I think these people in these high-up positions know that an enemy has control of our government, and this enemy is vicious and violent, and probably they're intelligent enough to know they better stay away from this issue, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Pirates.
They're protecting their income is what they're doing.
Yeah, probably protecting their families, too.
Well, could be, but it's all at our expense.
That's
it's at
true.
The expense of the general public.
That's true.
I found a lot of stuff. Let me go through some of it, if I may.
Please do.
On my website, there's a copy of a document of a letter that was sent to an inventor that prevented him from proceeding with his invention on security grounds. Now, this letter is from the U.S. Commissioner of Patents.
Where is that at now? I didn't see that.
Right in the first section of the first paragraph.
Okay.
You see, need further proof that this information is suppressed?
Yeah.
See this website document.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see it now.
And if you click on that way down the bottom of the document, and I think it's a 16-page document, you'll find that letter.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. Now, Shell Oil Company in 1973 had a bunch of, well, in 1973 they had a 376-mile-per-gallon automobile.
My goodness.
This was the last thing they wrote about automobiles in this book they published, The Fuel Economy of the Gasoline Engine. An interesting thing about this book, I was on a talk show many, many years ago, and a listener called. I was talking about the Shell Oil Company book, and a listener called in and said to the moderator, That man is lying. That book he's talking about does not exist. And the moderator said, are you telling me this book I'm holding in my hand does not exist? And the phone went click up on the other end. So,
okay.
There's a lot of things that you aren't supposed to know. If you look on the first part of my page, you'll find copies of lots of letters I sent to various political people and so-called public or interest groups, and they just don't want to talk about this stuff. Now, we'll get down a little bit further, and we'll find Fuel Economy, the Gasoline Engine. That's the Shell Oil Company book. It was published in 1977. And if you open up that link, you will find a statement by the president of General Motors who said in 1929, 80 miles to the gallon by 1939. Now, that's Charles Kettering, president of General Motors.
Okay.
So what happened to that? We don't have that today. Well, we do, but not here. You can do it in Europe.
Yeah, a man like that wouldn't usually make such an error like that if he didn't know that was possible.
Well, it gets worse as you get down further into this thing. There was a magazine article published in Collier's Magazine, and the article is entitled 300 Miles to the Gallon. And in the article they say, on flat level ground, an automobile is theoretically possible at 300 miles per gallon, neglecting friction losses. And that's a 1929 magazine article.
29, boy.
And by the way, in 1929, they were saying we're going to run out of oil in 10 years.
Yeah.
Of course, we've been running out of oil ever since we found it.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, I'm sure everybody's heard about Charles Pogue and his patent.
Well, maybe not. I didn't know about it.
Ford Motor Company in 1936 tested three Pogue carburetors. Now, this is a carburetor that took gasoline, heated it, and extracted the vapors from the gasoline and gave this to the engine. On those three tests, the worst case test was 170 miles per gallon.
Yeah, worst test.
Worst case.
Thank goodness.
And this is in 1936.
Yeah.
Now, another interesting article is in Argosy magazine for 1977. There's an article about a man named Tom Ogle. He had a 4,600-pound 1970 Ford Galaxy. It was a big V8. He had a test run with a whole flock of media following him, and on this test run, he achieved over 100 miles per gallon. Now, later on, when I was trying to run down some information, I spoke with a reporter on the El Paso Times. Tom Ogle was doing this test down that area.
Uh-huh.
And this reporter tells me that this car does better than 200 miles per gallon.
Uh-huh.
Now, on Ogle's patent, it says 100 miles per gallon.
He didn't want to embellish too much, did he?
No. And Ogle is not with us any longer. He died of a drug and alcohol overdose.
I wonder if that was just an accident.
I think it was a deliberate accident.
Yeah, that's what I would find.
Now, I tried to trace down who got the Ogle patent, and I can't document what I'm going to say, but I found out this patent was purchased by a bank. It went from the bank to a company out in Seattle, Washington, Advanced Fuel Systems. I talked with them, and they said this device that Tom Ogle made was too expensive to produce.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything more about it at all.
Yeah.
So it was a very simple thing. What he did is he took a gas tank, put it in the trunk, heated the gas tank, and extracted the fumes, and ran the engine on the fumes.
Yeah, and that sounds real expensive to make.
Yes. It's sort of like the Pogue carburetor, except it's a different approach, but the end result is the same, running the engine on fumes.
Yeah.
And on Ogle's patent, he says, I've been able to obtain over 100 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
And I've got a copy of his patent on the website and his statement.
Okay, we're coming up on another break here. Hang on there, Byron.
Okay, sir.
Yes, folks, this is where it's at today. The price of gas is going to continue to go up. Count on it, because the internationalists are gaining control of the oil fields out there. We'll be back in just a minute.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
They were just starting to run engines on gasoline. Previous to that, they'd run some stationary engines on gas, like we use for cooking. And in a book published in 1900, there's a diagram of a very simple method of changing gasoline into fumes.
Is that in your on your website?
Yes, it is, and I've got a copy of that page on my website.
Okay.
And you can buy the book. The book was rewritten in 1986, and I've got the ISBN number on there.
Fantastic. Good deal.
Now, as far as the Pogue patent is concerned, if you look at the Pogue patent, what he's doing is he's heating gasoline with exhaust from the engine. And by heating the gasoline, he vaporizes it. Well, NASA has a patent also for heating gasoline and vaporizing it.
Uh-huh.
And that patent is on our website, as are several other patents for vaporizing gasoline.
Yeah.
And there's a portion of a six-page list on my website of 240 patents for vaporizing gasoline and water and other things.
Uh-huh.
Now, during the 70s, a friend, Don Novak, used to give courses on how to achieve 100 miles per gallon. He went all over the country teaching this.
Yeah.
And I've got information on the website about him. He has testified before Congress. He did that back in 1979. So Congress can't say it's a secret. We don't know anything about this.
Right.
And I've got a copy of his testimony on the page. And Don was in my house, and he had two carburetors with him. One got 100 miles per gallon, and the other one got 200 miles per gallon. I contacted a local politician in this area who was on the Virginia Energy Subcommittee and tried to get him to come and see these carburetors, and he was not interested.
The man was flat afraid, brother.
Yes, probably true.
Afraid, or either he's got his hand out.
Well, whatever it was, he didn't come.
Yeah.
And that was many, many years ago. I've got a copy of a letter on my website from Chevron Oil offering to buy a bunch of carburetors, fuel-efficient carburetors from the manufacturer. There's also some information in there about a 1968 Chrysler that got 58 miles per gallon. Got a shade tree mechanic. He modified his car. Went from 12 miles per gallon to 58 miles per gallon.
Which case is that on your site?
It's down. There's a under five, under number five.
Uh-huh.
You see that Chevron Oil?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
and down the end of that, it says 12 miles per gallon.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, you call that up and you'll find that information.
Okay. Very good.
Pujo, back in 1983, had an automobile, a diesel, that got 72 miles per gallon at 56 miles an hour. Now, this was an advertised for sale automobile in Europe at 72 miles per gallon. They also had another car that got 52 miles per gallon. Yet, if you look at the EPA testing of automobiles for that year, the Peugeot models get between 21 and 27 miles per gallon.
That's here in the United States.
Yes. Now, something weird, must be something in the water when you bring them across the water.
Yeah.
It causes the fuel economy to fall like this.
It must be.
Anyway, and in that same section, if you read on down further, you'll find the reference to the 104-mile-per-gallon Toyota and the 94-mile-per-gallon VW and Audis. And, by the way, these vehicles were tested with the Imperial gallon, which is approximately 20% larger than our gallon. So you need to discount these fuel economy measures by about 80%. So this is like an 80-some-mile-per-gallon Toyota rather than 104-mile-per-gallon if you're using the U.S. gallon.
Yeah.
And there's another article in there about a similar Toyota got 75 miles per gallon. This was tested by a newspaper over in England. Now, the government has put out a lot of money for different kinds of studies, and I cite some of the studies. And frankly, what they're doing is these conclusions of the studies is they're ignoring history. They're saying statements that things cannot be done, and they have been done many years ago.
Yeah.
And I've got sites on there pointing out the differences in them. And
okay, Byron. Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back with you. We're at the bottom of the hour here, and we'll be back with Byron Wine, folks. And keep those pencil papers out if you didn't get his website, because you're going to be astonished when you go to his website. We'll give it out again. Stay tuned.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Form for keeping inventors quiet in the back of that article you were talking about. Can you tell us about that? It looks like that the government's coming in and shutting you down if you come up with something that's going to interfere with these international crime families. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. Back in the late 50s, I met a retired professor he was a physics professor from a Florida college. He told me that he had invented or had a patent on a device that would let an engine run on water. And the government had classified his patent and prohibited him from developing it.
Under national security, right?
Well, he didn't say. He just said they classified my patent and won't let me work on it.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I'm reading the actual form here, the secrecy order that's been given out to this deal. Ken McNeil of Georgia, it came out in 1983, it was revealed. And yeah, they say here, you are hereby notified that your application as above identified has been found to contain subject matter, the unauthorized disclosure of which might be detrimental to national security.
Yep.
You're ordered to no wise to publish or disclose the invention or any material information with respect thereto, and on and on and on. Boy. I'll tell you, you know who runs our government today, and it isn't the people, is it?
That's correct. It's not the people. I was mentioning some articles that had been written. I wanted to go back and talk about a paper published by Virginia Polytechnic Institute, which is one of our major colleges here in Virginia. In 1979, they published a paper concerning maximum achievable fuel economy. And I got a copy of this paper, and I went through it. And some of the things that the man was talking about, the author of this paper, and there's a copy of the paper on the website, some of the things he's saying are impossible. They've already tripled what he says is impossible to do. So I called the author of this paper, and I talked with him about these things, and I mentioned some documentation I had on various things. And this guy got really uppity with me and wanted to know, what are your credentials? And I said, I know how to read.
Oh, my goodness. And here they're in the public schools. They're trying to eliminate that problem right now. 50% of our students can't read anymore when they graduate.
Yeah. Well, this author said he'd get back to me, and that was in 1980, and I'm still waiting to hear from him.
1980, huh?
Yeah.
You think you may hear from him?
I seriously doubt it.
My goodness.
But it's...
Big business is good, man. Business is good today for the biggies out there.
Yes, but the common folks are really hurting.
We sure are.
And we've been hurting for a long time, and this technology has existed for decades, many decades. But and nothing gets done because evidently we got to protect the oil companies.
Yeah, I was talking to another man here several years ago that had an energy efficient, matter of fact, he believed it was very close to free energy. And he was talking to me about how he wanted to patent it, wanted to get it out and make a lot of money. And I told him, I said, brother, I don't want to discourage you, but I said, if you truly do have a free energy machine and you go down and you try to get a patent for it, several things are going to happen. You know, you're either going to accept $25 million for your patent and be happy with it, or you're not going to. You're going to be pushing up daisies someplace, because these men who will shoot their mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'd fall wouldn't have any problem at all in their trillions of dollars of business of silencing somebody that actually finds something to that would encroach on their wealth building program. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Byron, what do you think? I get the impression that if you have something like this and you created something like this, it sounds like the worst thing you could do is go down and try to get a patent on it. Is that right?
It appears to be that way. Probably the best thing you could do is give it away.
Give it away.
If possible, just give it away.
Yeah, I was talking on my show the other night, and I said I'd had several people approach me on these type of items that they had. And I said the only safe way to do it is to put it on the Internet and put it out just far and wide as far as you can, and then ask everybody that's a nice, honest person to send you $10 if they like your idea. And I said you'd become a multimillionaire if your idea is real just from people donating $10 to you every time they pulled it off the Internet. So I just think that that's the only way to stay alive nowadays, is it not?
Yeah. Yes, you have a good point. You mentioned some over-energy devices. I've got a copy of a website on this link on my website to a Japanese device that's an electrical power generator that's 300% efficient.
300%.
Now, to see that whole website, you'll have to go to the website itself and look, because I've only got a few pages of that website.
Okay, I haven't come across that yet, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's down there. You'll find it. Now, we were talking about the various studies that have been done, and I've got a lot of reference on this website, and you can go read them, or your listeners can read them.
Okay.
Now, we're talking about some hybrid diesel automobiles. That's the same principle as a diesel locomotive.
Okay.
In 1981, I found an article in a local paper about a MG that got 110 miles per gallon.
Wasn't that at a university or school?
Yes, it was San Diego State University.
Yes, okay. That's on your website.
That's correct. The reference is there.
Right.
And also a letter from Stephen Reed, who had a two-passenger, 200-mile-per-gallon automobile back in 1983.
Uh-huh.
He published, you know, public notices that he was going to demonstrate this machine, and nobody came to see it. So he took the car and he drove it to CBS Television in Los Angeles and parked it on the lawn in front of the building. And nobody came out of the building. And Don Novak told me later that this guy who had this vehicle is now in hiding, or wasn't hiding at that time.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well,
yeah, I wonder where he's at nowadays.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything of him since for a long, very long time.
Right.
Now, in Mother Earth News in 1977, there's an article about a man who removed the rear end from his automobile and replaced it with a hydraulic motor. He used the car engine to pump up hydraulic pressure and then took this hydraulic pressure and used it to run the motor that was connected to the rear end of the car. He doubled the gas mileage on the automobile.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Now, there's some other articles in that same thing on that same vein on hydraulics. There's a school in Minneapolis that modified a Volkswagen, and it got 75 miles per gallon. And the problem was, using that same type principle, using hydraulics to build up and then a hydraulic motor driving the car, is the motor in the Volkswagen was too powerful. So they took that out and put in a 16-horsepower engine.
Uh-huh.
And that car got 75 miles per gallon at 70 miles an hour.
That's great. My goodness.
Now, you know, these things are all demonstrated.
And they're all real.
Yeah, and recently, EPA has a website out talking about their new hydraulic drive system. And, of course, the EPA, and there's a copy of their website on my page, EPA doesn't talk about the people 28 years previously who had this demonstrated this system. The way the website reads from EPA is, we have just discovered this marvelous thing.
Yes.
And it's...
Yeah. They're charging incredible prices that the average Joe out there like me, and I don't know about you, probably you too, Byron, can't afford for these hybrid cars, $150,000 or something like that.
They're much more expensive than I can afford.
Me too, yeah.
But the thing is, these cars that they're advertising, these hybrids, they don't get the gas mileage of automobiles that are available in Europe right now.
Huh.
And they surely don't get the 72 miles per gallon that the Peugeot got in 1983.
Yes, sir. That's right. Well, somebody's hiding the information, and now it's out, and a lot of it's on your website, brother. Give out your website again, would you?
Sure. It's Byron, BYRONW dot WWW, the numeral one, host, HOST dot com.
One more time.
Byron, BYRONW. O N W dot W W W the numeral one host HOST dot com.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, we've done that four times, so everybody should have it now. And we'll just I want to do this, Byron, here at our two police and military associations. We're gonna try to help you get exposure on more talk radio programs, and Republic Broadcasting Network here has a lot of folks that you need to be on some more of these programs here, because we because of the time of day, a lot of times we have different audiences, you know.
Sure. So I have no problem. I'm very grateful for you letting me be on, because it's darn near impossible to get any publicity about this stuff.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Well,
if I can mention some things about hydrogen fuel.
Please do.
There are a lot of patents out there for decomposing water into hydrogen and oxygen and burning it. I've got several of them listed on my website, and I've got copies of some of the patents. You can click on the links and bring up the patents. One of the patents says, this invention relates to internal combustion engines. More particularly, it is concerned with a fuel supply apparatus by means of which an internal combustion engine can be run on a fuel comprised of hydrogen and oxygen gases generated on demand by electrolysis of water.
Yeah, that's really amazing to think about. It's one thing putting a gasoline into a tank and vaporizing it, but my goodness gracious, putting water into a tank and pulling the hydrogen out of it, that sounds even better to me than going down and buying an expensive gallon of gasoline.
Absolutely. Of course, we have a little tax problem with that, I think.
Yeah.
The government wouldn't be able to get their cut very easily, but
I'm
sure they'd figure out some way to do that.
Well, I'm wondering how, if there's a law that tells people, yeah, this is interesting, you probably dealt with this. What are the laws that are going to stop us now from personally going down into my garage and having somebody hook me up a system that I'm going to borrow from somebody's patent?
Well,
run around town with my little cheap gasoline system there or water and hydrogen system. What's stopping me?
Well, here in Virginia, the thing that stops you is state inspection.
Yeah.
You're prohibited to modify any environmental device on an automobile.
There you go, trying to make sure that even if you do get one of these patents, you can't use it.
Yeah, you can't drive the car.
Right. Okay, well, there are some states, and I don't know how many, like Idaho here, that we don't go in and get inspections. And so this will be a lot easier in those states. But I think we're going to have some anarchists out there that allow them to go ahead and do it anyway as the price of gasoline goes up, Byron.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure we've got a lot of great shade tree mechanics out there.
Yes.
Who can take this technology and do a little research on their own. I don't have everything on my web page. Get on the Internet. There's a lot of other people out there who are publishing information of this type. And read what they're doing. These people are putting documents out so you can find out what's going on.
Yes.
Now, there was an article in Popular Science in 1978 or 79. It was about the work of Mercedes-Benz. And they said that they can run all the buses in Stuttgart on hydrogen and save the city of Stuttgart something like 1 million gallons of gasoline a year or petrol fuel a year.
My goodness, that's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and this is all history. This is not pie-in-the-sky thing. There's another gentleman by the name of Dr. Billings, Billings Energy Corporation. I tried to run him down a few years ago, and I can't find him. Anyway, he modified a Cadillac Seville so it would burn hydrogen or gasoline, and that Cadillac Seville was in President Carter's inaugural parade burning hydrogen.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have a photograph of Dr. Billings drinking the exhaust from one of his engines.
Which is water, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah, probably, condensed water, so it'd probably be pretty pure.
Yeah.
Like distilled water.
Yes, it would be. Now, there's another thing. There's a company down in Florida called Aquafuel. I understand they had an explosion at their plant, and that plant is no longer in existence.
Really?
But years ago, a principal in that company sent me a videotape of four people in a closed room breathing the exhaust from a generator running on their fuel.
This was a hydrogen plant?
Well, no. What they did, well, they extracted a gas from water using an arc welder. So it was hydrogen, yes, but there were some other gases in there, too. There were other components. And there's information on my webpage. You can go see the reports on these things or just look for Aquafuel on the Internet. You'll find that.
Yeah. So it's not going to hurt the environment. It doesn't sound like if people's in a closed room breathing it.
No, it wouldn't hurt at all. And these same people, by the way, took a boat out in Tampa Bay, disconnected the gasoline from the boat, dropped a pipe in the water, generated gas, and this is a vapor gas, not liquid gas, hooked it up to the engine and ran the boat on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, this brings me to mind something we talked about this morning, Byron. Tell the people about the response you got from these environmentalist wackos out here that want to save the environment and worry about automobile emissions. Tell them about the response you got from them.
In one word, none.
You sent letters out to a whole bunch of those organizations, didn't you?
Yes, and I've got a letter, a copy of an email I sent to the Sierra Club many, many years ago, and I haven't heard from them. Now, there was, years ago, Linda LaRouche's organization published a magazine, and I'm trying to get a copy of that page now if I can, showing how the environmentalists are all funded by the oil companies.
That's right. Now, if you get a copy of that, remember me. I'd like to have you on telling us about what that report says.
Okay.
Byron. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to wrap up the program, folks. Stay tuned now. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Out as fast as we can, because the enemy They have said already that America has to be on bicycles just like the rest of the third world. We have too many cars. We're too wealthy. So the price of gasoline is going to go up and up and up. And Byron, in closing, what would you like to tell the people out there?
Well, I'd like to tell them about a 1998 moon probe that NASA sent to the moon looking for water. What they wanted to do was extract the hydrogen from the water and use it for fuel. And 2 years ago, the government issued a $25 million contract for a process to extract hydrogen from diesel fuel carried by a Navy destroyer. Now, this destroyer is sitting in a mixture that's 66% hydrogen to begin with.
Which is the seawater.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know of a 106-year-old patent for extracting fuel from water. And it's that patent's mentioned on the website.
I wonder who's getting the 25 million or
25 million.
$1 million. I wonder who's putting that in their pocket when the patents are already there, and I'm sure our government already knows it.
Well, NASA knew it back in 1998. They went to the moon looking for water.
Yeah, they couldn't find any water here.
No, we don't have any water here. I think you mentioned earlier that it was moonshine water.
Yeah, we said probably moonshine they were looking for.
That's yeah. Right. And,
I've got a friend listening to us. Matter of fact, he's our producer here that wants to hear about this acetylene situation that you talked about just briefly.
Sure, no problem.
What do you know about that, Byron?
Well, look on my website and also do a search for Aquafuel. Aquafuel.
Okay, Aquafuel.
Yeah. Well, what they did is they stuck two electrodes with a carbon rod in the tank of water,
uh-huh.
And they arced off the carbon, and they caught the gas coming off the water as in a big trash bag is what they did.
Uh-huh.
And they took this trash bag over to an engine and stuck it on the engine and fired the engine up.
Wow.
But there's a lot of processes for that, and all you got to do is just go to the website, go to different places and look.
Yeah.
It's all history. And there's one other thing I'd like to mention, if I got a second.
Okay.
There's a guy's got a patent for a permanent magnet engine. If you look at the patent, and I've got the patent on my website.
Okay.
The drawing on the front of that patent has nothing to do with that patent. That drawing goes with another patent, which is also on the website.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's our patent office trying to confuse us a little bit.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Yeah, so this Aquafuel now was used with a torch of some kind, is that right?
Yeah, it's an arc welder.
Arc welder?
Yeah, what they were using.
Arc welder, okay.
Yeah, well, and there's
friend,
a lot
of... tell you, I hear the music up there. We're coming to the end of the program, and we just want to tell people that help get Byron on all the talk radios you can, folks, and get this message from Republic Broadcasting Network off their out of their archives and hand it out, and also hand out this website to everybody you can, folks, okay? Byron, thank you for being here, brother, and thanks for the 25 years of work.
Thank you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.